Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Good morning. Happy Sunday to everyone. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glad to be able to celebrate and worship on another Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and so we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. And we just thank God for everyone. Continue to trust God and love God, and we know that God will continue to make a way out of no way. We thank God today for what we celebrate as Father's Day. So we thank God for another Father's Day. Wish everyone out there who's a father, playing the role as a father, happy Father's Day. We know it's a day that we celebrate, and we like to wish everyone a happy Father's Day. I know that it's been a long week, and we just want to continue to give God the praise for bringing us through another week. I know that sometimes it gets a little rough, gets a little weary. Sometimes you get a little discouraged, but we thank God that He brought us to another week. And it's nothing but God's grace and His mercy. So we just thank God for His grace and His mercy this morning, that His grace and His mercy has continued to bring us, continue to keep us, continue to make a way for us, and we're just grateful to God. Thank you all for all your prayers and your concerns for one another. Know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, so we just want to keep on praying. We want to keep on encouraging each other. We want to keep on worshiping and praising our God. We want to keep on just being the children that God would have us to be, that we would be that city that is set up on a hill, that we can shine light in darkness. That even in these difficult times that we live in, that the church is still powerful, the church is still the light of the world, and we want to continue to shine our light so that those that don't know God will come to know Him as Lord and Savior of their lives. So we want to open up this morning with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask that Reverend Lindsay get ready to lead us in this prayer, and we just want to continue to pray that God will use us however he would have us to be used, and the way He wants to use us during these difficult times and these difficult days. And so when we are used by God, that's fulfilling His will. And so we just pray that whatever means or whatever method that God will use us, that He would get the glory. And so I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay if you will open us up with prayer. Reverend Lindsay, you there?
Yes, good morning, Pastor. Good morning, saints of God. Let us pray this morning. Father God, we come to you with grateful hearts this morning. We come, O God, just rejoicing in you as being the God of our salvation. We love you because you first loved us, O Lord, when we was lost in sin and iniquity. And Father God, it was your grace and your love that you shown unto us, Father God. You had a plan into action long before we were even thought about. And so, Father God, we thank you that you are such a wonderful Father. You are such a great and awesome God. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning. And as the songwriter said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? And, oh, God, we thank you for this beautiful third Sunday morning. Sunday morning, yeah. You have blessed us to see, oh, God, with the bright sunshine, oh, God. We thank you, Father, because truly you have blessed us during this week. In spite of the various trials and tribulations, what we have gone through, you have proved yourself faithful. And so, therefore, oh, God, we lift you up this morning. We say hallelujah to you. We said, bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. Bless your holy and righteous name. And Father God, we come now just asking you through the power of your Holy Spirit, O God, that you would look on every heart, Father God. And Father God, whatever, Father God, that you see fit, Father, that we need to be cleansed and washed up, O God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would just cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, as you cleanse us with the blood of Jesus, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to fill us with your love, continue to fill us with your Holy Spirit, continue, O God, to make us more like you. And Father God, we just thank you for to have this opportunity to come and worship you this Sunday, that which has set aside as Father's Day. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you because you are our Heavenly Father. You are our Daddy. We thank you this morning because you are our provider. You met every need. You have set the example of what a father should be like. And Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for our earthly fathers that you have given us, that you love us to have, O God. Father God, some of them did not meet up to the expectations that we wanted or even you wanted, but we thank you for mercy and grace, O God. Because, Father God, if they had not done what they did, Father God, we wouldn't be where we are today. So we are so grateful, Father. And, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will bless every father, O God, every person that has nurtured someone, O God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to strengthen, O God, the father image, O God. Father God, it's just more than just conceiving a baby, but Father God, it's being there, taking care, showing nursing and training, O God. And Father God, these things can only come through you. So we ask, Father God, for your wisdom, your knowledge. We ask for your love. We ask, Father God, that you continue to endow them through the power of your Holy Spirit. And then, Father God, I pray for Pastor Case on this morning. I pray, O God, that you continue to strengthen him, Father. Thank you, O God, for loving him to be able to bring your word, O God. Sunday after Sunday, O God, you have strengthened him, O God. Thank you for what you've done in his life, O God. Thank you how you have just healed his body, O God. Thank you, O God, how you have kept him in perfect peace, O God, that he might be able to come forth and share a word with us. And, O God, we're so grateful this morning, Father, that you have used him as your servant, O God. And, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you continue to anoint him with Holy Ghost power from on high. O God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that as he speaks a word from you, hallelujah, Jesus, that you will touch our hearts, O God, touch our minds and our spirits, O God, that we might be able to receive your word, O God, and that we might go forth and do what you have called us to do. And Father God, I pray for First Lady Tawana Kason. I pray for her strength in you, O God. Thank you for the helpmate that she is unto him, O God. Yeah. Father God, I pray for his children. I pray for his grandchildren. Father God, I pray that you would look on the entire heart of God this morning. morning. Be with every trustee, every deacon. Pray for every minister, oh God. I pray for each and every person, oh God. Father God, that's under sound of my voice, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the necessities of this week. We thank you how you have blessed us with food, clothing, and shelter. We thank you that you have given us a reasonable portion of health and strength. And, oh God, we thank you, Father God, that you have made a way out of nowhere. We thank you for your hand of healing, oh God. And then, Father God, we know there are adversities out here. We know that, Father God, there are trials and tribulations. We know, oh God, that we are in a pandemic. We know, oh God, that we are going through protests. And Father God, this world is turned upside down. But hallelujah, Jesus, we know that you are never turned upside down. We know that you are God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, oh God, help us to hold on to your unchanging hand. And Father God, as the church go forth, oh God, help us, oh God, to let your light shine, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. And then, Father God, I pray through your preach word that someone will come and say, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved, oh God? Father God, we thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for your many benefits. We thank you, Father. We pray, Father God, for mankind everywhere, great and small, regardless of who they are, oh God. Because, Father God, every soul has to bend and say that you are Lord of Lord and your King of Kings.
Yes.
So we are praying for them, oh God. Father God, even the ones that don't know you, Father, that they will come into the fold. But, Father God, I pray, oh God, that help us, Lord Jesus, the one that do know you, that we will wait on you, Father. Be of good courage, oh God. Help us to be patient, oh God. Help us to show your love, oh God. And Father God, just help us, Lord Jesus, to be the disciples that you have called us to be. We love you this morning. We thank you, and we are so grateful that you've given us one more opportunity. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your name, Jesus, will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise this day. We thank you for everything that you've done in our life from the time we were conceived up until now. We thank you for you because it was your hand of mercy that kept us day by day. We thank you, Father. Amen. We thank you for the grace that you have put upon us this morning. And we thank you for this day, Lord. Keep us humble and meek, forever seeking your will and your purpose in our life.
Yes,
that your name, Jesus, will be glorified. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for these and all blessings. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay, for that fervent prayer. Thank God that we can go to the Lord in prayer and that God will give an answer. And we just want to get us a little woke this morning, a little woken up, get some blood moving. There's a song that we would sing during our devotion. I remember singing it when we were over at the church on Minnesota Avenue, Southern Friendship 2600. And also, we used to go to the nursing home. Used to go to Grant Park on Nanny Helen Burroughs. And we used to also go to the nursing home in Forestville and Bowie. And one of the songs we always would sing is called "What a Mighty God We Serve." And it would always be a song where you reflected back about how God is mighty, and he's more powerful than any situation or circumstance. And so a lot of times you come to church and you're not feeling that well, you're not feeling that good, might have had a difficult week, might have been some challenges in your physical life or your family's life or on your job or wherever you may be. It might not be the ideal situation where you're at. And so you sing songs of devotion, and the old deacon would get up. And he would, you know, he'd say, first giving honor to God, the head of my life. And he'd say his prayer, and everybody would know he'd be saying his repetition prayer. And, you know, you go to that whole litany of your humanness. And then when you start singing about God, oh, there's something that starts to change, something that supersedes the natural will start to change. When you start talking about God and your spirit begins to start rejoicing in God, and your spirit begins to start looking past the situation or the circumstance of your flesh. When your spirit starts to thank God for what God has been in your life, what happens is the spirit begins to worship. And God said in his word that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so when you begin to start singing about the truth of God, when your spirit begins to start rejoicing in God, what happens is at the moment the situation or the circumstances become less, and it gets drowned out by how the spirit is rejoicing about who God is and what God has done. And we used to sing that, what a mighty God we serve. And when you begin to sing that song, what happens is you begin to worship God. You begin to praise God. You begin to thank God. You begin to realize that God has been there every step of the way. So I want us to sing this song in your own joyful noise, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. 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 Him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. And that you would worship God. And even when we were in our youth churches, we would sing that song and they would bow down and they would raise up and they would stomp their feet and shout and they would give God the glory. Because truly they realized, and we realized we served a mighty God. And so after that, they would go into what we call a testimony service. And we would give God the glory for what he's done, the mighty things that he's done in our lives. And people would stand up on their feet, and they would clap, and they would pray, and they would sing, and they would rejoice in the mighty God that they were serving. And so that was the purpose of the fellowship and getting together into letting everyone know that we were on one accord and that, you know, God was not a respecter of person. And the testimony of the saints would help somebody else, or somebody who would have been going through something else, and somebody would share something in their testimony that would strengthen you, and you would share something in your testimony that would strengthen them. And that was what worship and testimony and devotion was all about. It was about God showing himself mighty in his people, and his people testifying about the mighty God that they serve. And so we're going to go to the phone lines. We just want to say good morning to everyone. And we're going to go to the first caller. And we'll call the last four digits of your phone number. And we just want to say good morning to you. We're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 5904. 5904, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody today? First, I just want to say thank you to God for this week. It's been a rough week, but I'm still here, and I know that he had my back, and he blessed me to get through it. And also, I want to wish all the fathers, the grandfathers, those that are here with us, and those that are in heaven a happy Father's Day, because honestly, today, I miss my daddy, but I know he's in a better place. So have a blessed and wonderful day, everybody, and hopefully hear from you all on Thursday at Bible Studies.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's a wonderful day that I am a father. And my son is a father, and my son's grandson is a father. So father and my father, they came from heaven. And I gave my son is from heaven. And his son gave him a father from heaven. But my love to see the word, the sun shining in our eyes, and the nose and the air come through our breath. So we said, thank you, Father, for this day. You just give us a good day to look back at all our life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4847. 4847, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mom Gwen. First of all, praise the Lord for my being here. I am ever so blessed, even though it is this Father's Day. I want to say happy Father's Day to all of us that have been fathers at one time, male or female. May your day be filled with joy of the Lord. I pray that it will be a good day for everybody. The knees are still giving me a fit, but you know what? I'm still here, so I can still feel them. I thank everybody for the prayers that you sent out, and we're going to keep on keeping on. Have a great day. Also, Pastor, I love you a billion times over. Thank you so much for all that you do for all of us. Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next caller. We're going to go to our First Lady, 5310. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day to the fathers that are male, and happy Father's Day to the female. Because sometimes we have to do a dual role. All right, here's what I have for Father's Day. It says, walk with me, Daddy. It says, walk alongside me, Daddy, and hold my little hand. I have so many things to learn that I don't yet understand. Teach me things to keep me safe from dangers every day. Show me how to do my best at home, at school, at play. Every child needs a gentle hand to guide them as they grow. So walk alongside me, Daddy. We have a long way to go. Happy Father's Day to all those fathers and mothers who do a dual job. You all have a blessed day. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. We thank God for our First Lady. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3598. 3598, you're on the air.
God bless. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. God bless all the fathers and the fathers that you don't have, and the women who step in and intercede and be the father for their children. I'd like to read a couple of verses from St. Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning at the 11th verse. We're going to skip some. But it said, and then he said, a certain man had two sons. And the 12th verse says, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falls to me. So he divided to them this livelihood. And in the 14th verse, it says, when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And drop to the 17th verse, and when he came to himself, he said, how many fathers, my father hired servants, have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. In the 18th verse, I will rise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. The 20th verse, and he rose and came to his father, but he was still a great way off. His father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the 24th verse says, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Thank God for all the fathers who are being the men that God called them to be. And I have one of the greatest godsons in the world who has been one of the most respectful young men that you ever want to know. And he's like 24, 25 years old. I don't know how old he is. But he's a great godson. And I pray that all young men will take a stand and look into their fathers and know that they are a blessing from heaven. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next caller. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, you're on the air.
Good morning. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Bless you.
And I love you all. God bless all of you. Pastor, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And to everybody out there, hope everybody's doing well. I thank God for being my father because he's a good God, and I just love him. He's always there. He continues to look over me. He was there even when my earthly father was here, but he's there. Still here, even though my earthly father's gone on, he's still here, and he's been really good to me, you know, and I just thank him, and I hope everybody has a great day. Love you. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning. Good morning.
Happy Father's Day to you, Pastor. Good morning and happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are on the line. I thank God for allowing you to be our spiritual father here on earth. You have taken good care of us and you keep us spiritually filled all the time. My daughter is not here. I thank God that she traveled safely back to Atlanta yesterday, and she said this morning to wish you a happy Father's Day for her, but she's listening to her pastor this morning. Pastor Derek. So today is a good day, really, for me. This is the day that my husband 16 years ago went to be with the Lord. But God has been there for me. You have been there for me to fill the void that spiritually is not there anymore. I thank God for everyone on the line. I pray that all have a beautiful day, and God bless you all.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I kind of filled up today. First, we listened to our first nephew, our spiritual father, just in our life and in our family. And now to speak to my pastor, who is my spiritual father. Happy Father's Day, Pastor.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm just happy in the Lord today. And I thank him for another week and another day. And I just enjoy being a part of this service every Sunday. I enjoy the message, the spirit-lifting prayers from Minister Sykes and Minister Lindsay. It all just takes me through the whole week. I just feel strengthened by all of it. Thank God for our first lady that she does all that she does. I was able to hear her voice this week, and I was glad to be able to do that. So I just say to God be the glory for the things that he's done and will do in our lives. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers around the world. And God bless everyone.
Amen.
Aunt Becky is with her son online upstairs. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you. Thank you for your testimony. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And first of all, I want to wish all the fathers happy Father's Day and all the mothers who have had to be fathers, happy Father's Day to you also. I just want to say God is good, and he has blessed each and every one of us with another week. While we are still having people getting sick and dying, the Lord has watched over us all. And may he continue to watch over us all. And to God be all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the grandfathers this morning. I want to thank God this morning for the opportunity to have Pastor Kason as my spiritual father. He has truly nurtured me in the ministry, and I thank God for him. I just want to thank God for our First Lady as well, because First Lady has truly been a friend, and she has truly been a prayer partner for me. She's been someone that I can call and talk to, and so I just want to thank God for my pastor and our First Lady, and I just want to thank God for just giving me the strength to just continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. And I thank God for my family and for my entire church family. I want to thank him for those that are connected to this family. And so I just praise God this morning for everything that he has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do, not only in my life, but in all of our lives. God bless you and have a very blessed week.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We think we have a lot of worshipers, and we just want to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Praise God again. I thank God for this beautiful Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you, Pastor Kason, and Papa Richardson. Happy Grandfather's Day and Father's Day to all that play the role of a father that has nurtured any child, that has helped anyone. Thank God and praise God for you. I thank God for my heavenly Father who has guided me. Mm-hmm. I truly thank God for my earthly Father. I was thinking about my father this morning and how he carried us to Sunday school. And it was 11 of us. And my mom got us ready. And my father carried us to church and Sunday school. He didn't drop us off. He was there. And he was a part of Sunday school, and my mind went back. My father had a third grade education, but he would get up and try to read the scriptures, the word.
Yeah.
And so I thank God for having godly parents that are taught and led me in the way. And I thank God for my son, Mark, who is the father. And I pray that my grandsons, I pray that God would strengthen them and have them to be a father, not only just to birth kids, but to be that spiritual father and be an example to help and to nurture somebody else in the world. So I thank God this morning, and I ask his blessings upon all the fathers this morning. I just want to read a couple of verses from Proverbs 3. It said, "My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thy heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." God bless you all. I love you.
Amen, amen. We love you too. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We know that prayers of the righteous avail of much, and I thank God that we are praying church, and I thank God for your prayers and your testimonies, because truly the prayers of the righteous down through the years have brought us all through. And we thank God for continued prayer, continued testimonies about what the mighty things God has done in our lives. So I'm going to ask this morning, that as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer, I'm going to ask that Minister Jameson will get ready to lead us in prayer this morning, that we will pray for all the fathers and all those that have stood in and played the roles of fathers and that have helped nurture children all over this world. And just remember that we can't do anything without God. God says we can't do anything without him, but we can do all things through him, and because he gives us the strength. And so whatever you might be going through, I want you to bring it to the altar this morning. I want you to understand that there's nothing that's too big for God. I think I'm going to say that again. There's nothing that's too big for God. So as you bring your cares to the altar, I want you to understand that God sees and God knows everything. And he's present and he's all powerful. And he can do what no one else can do. He can do anything but fail. And so as in your mind, your spiritual mind, you get ready for this prayer, as you get ready for talking to God and being spiritually connected to God, whatever you stand in the need of, when we bring it to this altar this morning, God will give an answer, and God can do and will do something about it. But we want to bring it to the altar and let God deal with it, because sometimes we get in the way and we try to deal with it in our own ways. It's the humanness in us. So when we bring it to the altar and leave it there, God can do what he desires to do with it, and know that God is looking out for us and God knows what's best for us. And so I'm going to ask Minister Jameson to lead us in prayer. Minister Jameson.
Most gracious and everlasting God, our Father, is once again you allow some of your faithful believers to come in contact once again to call on your most holy and righteous name. Nothing we ever could do on our own, but Lord, to look to the hills from which cometh our help. And first we ask you to forgive us of our sins, sins that we've done in sight, word, or even in deed. But Lord, yet you are a blessing God. And Lord, we come bringing everything and laying it at the altar right now, because you say when we need you to call on you. And Lord, we calling on your name, and you know what's in the world, Lord, not the people in the world, but Father, it's all about the people that's going through things. And Lord, the pandemic, and Lord, we know that some of the fathers, Lord, has gone on, Lord, and they went a little too far and fast, Father, but you know all about them. And Lord, we ask you right now that those who are left behind, Lord, to lead their families, Lord, we ask you this day, Lord, that they will understand, Lord, to step up and be the men that you call them to be. And Father, we even thank you, Father, for the women who stood and standing, Father, for the ones who, Father, are not them. Lord, we too was a father, and Lord, we too had it so that our mama stood in, Lord, and she was the one, Father, that taught and lead and guide. And sometimes that's all the women can do is wring their hand and put them in the hands of the Lord. And we thank you again, Lord, that you are able to teach us, to lead us, to guide us, to have us to be the little men and then the big men and then the grown men that you call us to be. We ask you right now to comfort the ones, Lord, the black men that went on. And, Father, we ask you to bless their families, Lord. Do you give them strength this day, Lord, that they too, Father, will be missed one way or another. Lord, we come, Father, in standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's us, Lord, standing that you will be in the gap, Father, that you can do all things but fail. And some people say that they can't do it, but you can do all things through Christ that strengthens. Strengthen this day, Lord. Let it be a brand new day, Lord, that they will understand, Father God, that you are God, Father, and you are the Father. And you say when you need you to call, and some say Abba, Father. And Father, when you really get an understanding and know, we can call you Daddy. Daddy, come see about your child. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you comfort each and everyone under the sound of our voice, Lord, that we too, Father, take things for granted. But Lord, right now we ask in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that you touch them, Father, you heal them, and you deliver them, and you give them peace. And sometimes we need to steal away, steal away, steal away. Father, we know that if we get it out quiet time, and we listen to you and cut off the cellular phone, cut off the TV, cut off everything that is a distraction right now, and listen to what you have for us to hear. And Lord, that when you speak, hush, somebody is calling our name. And when you call our name, we're going to have to listen. And we thank you again, Father, for the 2 ears that you have given us to listen to whatever you have for us to hear. And we thank you, Father, that we won't take things for granted, and we know everything that you do for a reason and for a purpose. And Father, we come from this purpose right now, Lord, just to give you the honor, just to give you the glory, just to give you the praise. And sometimes we say we have 10,000 tongues, but Lord, with this one tongue you've given us, Lord, we can lift you up, we can praise you, we can glorify you. The trouble don't last always. And Lord, we thank you again, Father. We thank you, and we continue to thank you. Sometimes up and sometimes down, but we still thank you, Lord. Whatever it is, Father, whatever is coming forth, Lord, we ask you that we continue to hold to your unchanging hand. Father, that when we are in your hand, no one can pluck us out, even on the job, even in the streets, in the highways, and the byways. You are still there. And Father, we are going to give your name, Father, the only name that we know to call on that man might be saved is through the name Lord Jesus. And Father, when you bring us through, some of us will feel like singing, some will feel like shouting, holy God, we're going to feel like praising your name. Because when we look back over our life and see how you brought us through, the only thing we can say is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to a great God that we serve in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, Jesus. The more you call him, the better you can, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, in the name, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, Jesus, thank you. Right now, Jesus, whatever it is, Jesus, take us, Father, bring us in your matchless name, Jesus, we pray, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank Reverend Jameson for that fervent prayer. Know that prayer, amen, puts us in touch with God, and we thank God, those that pray, those that mourn with us and fellowship with us. And we're just blessed by everyone's continued fellowship. We want to go to a song that we sing, a congregational hymn that we would sing. It would ring through the church. And a lot of times I'll reflect back on the church, and we would have prayer, and we would have testimony, and we have more prayer, more testimony. And then we would sing songs of the church. And when you sing those songs of the church, you would reflect back on a year or two or a few years or a few months where there was something that you held on to about God that brought you through your situation, brought you through your storm. And I was thinking about that yesterday in this area. We had a lot of rain and we had a lot of storms, and thanking God that even in the midst of severe storms and power outages, that God was still there. And we thank God for always being there for us. And the song that we sang, and it's number 217 in the hymnal. It's entitled "No, Not One." And when you think about that, there's something about Jesus, like Minister Jameson was praying, that Jesus knows all about it. And when nobody else is around and it's a rainy day and it's thunder and lightning and the storms are coming in your life, that you have a song in your spirit that says, "No, not one." And the first verse says, "There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one." And then the chorus says, "Jesus knows all about our struggle, and he will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one." So as we go through our struggles in life, we understand that Jesus is a friend, sticks closer than a brother. And when we can sing these songs, I can hear echoing throughout the church and echoing it throughout the days that I was singing in my prayer life and just going down the road, sometimes with tears running down your face in the church, and sometimes with tears running down the face in your bedroom or in your room or wherever you may be in your car, understanding that Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Let us sing to the glory of God this morning. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not no, not one. None else can heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. You know, Jesus, he knows all about our struggles, and he will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not no, not one. Verse 5. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, us a home in heaven. No, now, no, now, you know Jesus, he knows all about our struggles, and he guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. You know Jesus, he knows all about our struggle, and he will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No. Amen. Thank God that song still rings true today. That there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. He understands what you're going through. He understands your struggle. He understands when you're crying and your heart is heavy and you're burdened down. He understands when things are going on in your body, things that are going on in your family, in your relationship. He understands that life is a little rough sometimes. He understands that the trouble comes, and he understands that the enemy is real and he tries to take you off your game. He understands that you weep at night, but Jesus understands, and he'll give an answer. And many times he'll give an answer. He'll say that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. He'll understand, and he'll tell you, storms, that peace be still, and he'll understand, and he'll tell you that you're healed in the name of Jesus, and that by his stripes we are healed. He'll let you know that he is a God that sticks closer than a brother. He'll let you know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll let you know that there's nothing that's impossible with him. He'll tell you that he's a God that specializes in things that we call impossible. He'll let you know that he understands your struggle when your husband or your wife or your children don't understand. He'll let you know he understands. And thing that I like about him, he'll give an answer, and he'll comfort your spirit. He'll comfort your soul. He'll let you know that things are going to work out all right. The songwriter said that it may not come when you want him to, but, oh, God, he's always on time because he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And we thank God that there's no, not one like the lowly Jesus, that he sits high and he looks low and he'll come see about his child. And we thank God that there's no, not one, no, not one like the lowly Jesus. We thank God today for the songs of the old school, the songs of the fellowship, and the songs of the church being able to come together and minister to each other in difficult times and difficult days, and to continue to give God praise and continue to glorify his holy and righteous name. We want to go to the Word of God today. Father's Day, we don't want to keep you long, but we want to go to the Word of God, and we want to be able to share a word that will help strengthen our hearts during these times that we live in, during the times of global pandemic, during the times of the reality of police brutality and injustice of racism, things that have been going on in our world. And it always is up to the church to set the tone, to tell people and to show people where they need to go to be able to get through difficult days and difficult times, to be able to let them know that even in the midst of the trial, that the enemy can't steal your joy. And the world didn't give us the joy, and the world can't take it away. And even in the midst of these challenges in our lives and in our day, that we still have joy. And so we have to be equipped, and we get equipped by our relationship with God through his word, through his preached word, through his fellowship with each other, that we will be an equipped body of Christ to be able to stand and be that beacon that's all over this world, that would shine light in darkness, that those that are in darkness, that are making wrong decisions, that are making ungodly decisions, will see the light of God through us, and that they would come, and they would be pricked at their hearts, and that they would come running, I yield, what must I do to be saved? And so we will be the church that God has called and purposed and designed us to be, even in these difficult days. So I want to invite you to the Gospel of Matthew, the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And in this sixth chapter, we find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ teaching his disciples how to pray, because his disciples had heard and witnessed how John the Baptist had taught his disciples how to pray. John the Baptist was a forerunner of Jesus Christ, but Jesus came on the scene, and Jesus prayed to his heavenly Father, and his disciples wanted them to teach them how to pray. And one of the greatest things that a father can teach to his children is to teach them how to pray. And not only to teach them how to pray, but to demonstrate to them how to pray. And I want to read a few verses of Matthew, the sixth chapter, beginning at verse 9, and we'll go through verse 13. Matthew, the sixth chapter, verses 9 through 13. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And verse 10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In verse 11, it says, give us this day our daily bread. Verse 12 says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In verse 13, he concludes this prayer by saying, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And for a few moments, this morning, we want to speak from the subject, the influence of a father. The influence of a father. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified. And most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we begin, there's a song that I think about often when you go to the Lord in prayer. Many times in my prayer life, it's early in the morning or late at night, and you have the awesome privilege, and we have the awesome privilege to talk to our God. And we look at Jesus. On many times, he would get away. He would go to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he would get away, and he would pray, and he was able to contact and be in contact with God there. And many of you have places and your life, your prayer closet, wherever it may be, where you get into a contact with God through the medium of prayer. And the song that I often hear when we go to the Lord in prayer and we see Jesus in prayer is he walks with me in the garden. And the verse says, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. We just want to sing that. We sing it in your best joyful noise voice. I sing it in my best joyful noise voice. But what it does is it gets us in the mindset that we can go to God as our personal Lord and Savior, and we can talk to him one-on-one. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds are still singing, and the melody that he gave to me, my heart is ringing. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And then the last verse says, I stay in the garden with him, though the night around me is falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And it's a song that we have when we fellowship and we talk with God and we walk with God. And it's a personal relationship. And we know that God will meet us there. We just have to get there, make it a priority that we will get there. And God will bless us through our fellowship of tarrying and praying with him. So let's go back to the word today. We're talking about a father's influence. One of the things in society today is that in social media and many realms on the internet, online, there have people that have called themselves influencers. And influencers are people that will do things that could cause your character to be influenced, your development to be influenced, and your behavior to be influenced. And so we have to be careful who we allow to influence us. We have to be careful that the influencers influence our character in a godly way. The influencers influence our development in a godly way. The influencers influence our behavior in a godly way. Because if we allow the wrong influencers to influence our character, our developer, and our behavior in the wrong way, in an ungodly way, what will happen is our character, development, behavior will be something that is not pleasing in the sight of God. And so influencer, fathers, a godly father's influence will go from the child's beginning to the child's ending. In other words, if you have a godly father's influence, it will affect your life, your entire life. And even when your earthly father is not around or has passed on, or for whatever reason they're not there physically, the influence that your godly father has given to you and to your character and to your development and to your behavior will affect you for your lifetime. And I often hear people of young ages talk about the influence of a godly father. Hear people of an older age talk about the influence of a godly father. And so one of the most important things that a father can do is learn how to influence their children in the areas of their character, their development, and their behavior in a godly way. Because when you do that the correct way, the godly way, what will happen is they will be blessed throughout their lives. In other words, the investment that a godly father, a godly influencer puts into his children will pay dividends for the rest of their lives. The initial deposit of godly character, the initial deposit of godly development, the initial deposit of godly behavior will pay dividends time after time, fold after fold after fold, all the way through their lives. And so the influence of a father is critical to his children. The influence of a father is critical to his children's children. The influence of a godly father is critical to his home, to his job, to his church, to his community, and to this world. And so we look at the sixth chapter of the book of Matthew, and Jesus is talking to his heavenly father. He's teaching his disciples how to talk to his heavenly father. And what he's been doing is he's teaching them that in order to talk to God, we need to talk about his character. We need to talk about his development. We need to talk about his behavior and how God's character, how God's development, how God's behavior sets the standard for every father. And so Jesus said, I want you to understand that the basic prayer that I'm going to pray and introduce you to is what's going to influence you to be able to influence others in a godly way and to be able to affect your community, to be able to affect your family, to be able to affect this world in a godly way. But we have to make sure that we have the proper influencer. And so when we look at this prayer that Jesus prays in verse 9, he says, after this manner. In other words, let me tell you how it's done. And I'm reminded so many times when I'm talking to younger people or talking to children, how my parents and how my father, they had taught us how to pray this prayer. But not only did they teach us how to pray this prayer, but they tried to live this prayer on a daily basis. And so one of the most important things about an influencer or a godly influencing father is that not only does he know the way, but he actually lives the way. And so when Jesus says, after this manner, therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, he set the standard to say that in order for you to be able to be an effective influencer, you need to know God the Father, and you need to know where he dwells, and you need to know his name. So in other words, when you are a godly father that can influence your child, influence your world, influence your family, influence your city, influence wherever you are at work, you need to know the name of God, you need to know where he dwells, and you need to know that he is the one that you can call on in any situation so that whatever the situation is, God can handle it. And so the influencer, first of all, gets out of the way. He said, let me get out of the way, son. Let me get out of the way, disciples. Let me get out of the way, family, and understand that we don't pray to man, but we pray to God, our Father. And when we pray to God, our Father, that sets the tone for everything working out all right. I said, when we pray to God the Father, that sets the tone for everything to work out all right. So I want to influence you that whenever the situation comes or the circumstance comes, I want you to go to God, our Father, in prayer and let him understand that you're trusting him to work the situation out. And so he says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So not only do I know his name, not only do I know that he's my Father, but I understand that he dwells in heaven. If he dwells in heaven, that means he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and he knows the beginning of the situation and the end of the situation. And so I need to go to him in prayer. And so Jesus says, put all this other stuff aside and don't try to go to man or go to God for the wrong reason, try to show off in prayer or show off before anybody else. He said, I want to influence you that you go to God the Father in prayer for the right reason. If you go to God the Father, which is in heaven, for the right reason, what's going to happen is things will work out in your behalf, on your behalf. And so we have to influence our families. We have to influence our children that God the Father who is in heaven is the one that we need to turn to direct our lives. You say, well, why is that? In verse 10, he says, thy kingdom come. In other words, the godly father, the influencer, the godly influencer lets his children know that God's got a plan and that we who have been created by God have been created to follow his plan. And so when he says in verse 10, thy kingdom come, in other words, what he's telling us is that we need to live for God and to live that his kingdom might come, that his kingdom will come, that his kingdom will become a reality in our lives. And so in other words, it puts us in a humble position to realize that we are God's children and that God's working it out for us and that we want to be a part of his kingdom. And so it's not our kingdom, but it's God's kingdom. And so Jesus tells them in the second part of verse 10, he says, thy will be done. In other words, God's will in this earth is what's going to happen, so we should get on board with God's plan. So he says, recognize who he is, recognize what his name is, recognize where he dwells, recognize that it's his plan and that we need to get aboard with his plan, and say that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, the godly plan will unfold in the earth. And so we have to influence our children as godly influencers, as godly men that influence our children, that we need to understand that it is God's plan, that it's God's kingdom, that he's in heaven, and that we want his kingdom to come, and we want his plan to manifest itself in earth as it is in heaven. And when it manifests itself in earth as it is in heaven, it works out best for those that are in the kingdom. And so he's influencing them to understand what we should expect and also what we should give to our children. And so we're teaching our children about our Father. We're teaching our children about where he dwells. We're teaching our children about his name. We're teaching our children about his kingdom. We're teaching our children about his will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And now we're teaching them that we should expect these things from God. And if we expect them from God, then we should also give them to our children. And so part of being an influencer is being someone that not only talks about it, but does it. And God doesn't ask us to do anything that he doesn't do. And so in verse 11, he says, give us this day our daily bread. In other words, the influencer is telling us that we should ask God and depend on God to be a provider. And so we understand that Jesus is telling his disciples that God is a provider, and that God is the one that can provide all our needs, and that we can trust and depend on God to provide all our needs. And as an influencer, a godly man of God, when you tell your children that you're going to be a godly provider, that means that you're telling them that they can depend on you as a father to provide for them, but that you're not relying on yourself to provide for them, but you're relying on your heavenly Father to provide for them, because God owns the cattle on the side of the hill. God knows everything and owns everything, and that God is the one that said he would never leave us nor forsake us, that God is the one that is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And so when you understand that, when you pray this, give us this day our daily bread, that you're asking God to be a provider, and that you're asking God to help you as a father, as an influencer, that you will be a provider also. And I also cherish warn and chastise and try to influence young men that before you get involved with being a father, that you need to understand that part of being a father is that you have to be a provider. In order for you to be a provider, you have to know the one that is the ultimate provider, and you have to influence them to say, you have to know the God that can provide all your needs. And when you know the God that can provide all your needs, then you know that you have to follow and be influenced by him. And before you can become, or you should become, a provider and take that role on, you need to know him for yourself, because he's going to require you to be a provider, and you need to influence your children that they should know God as their provider. And then not only that, in verse 12, he says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And so what we learn as influencers is that we understand that people are going to make mistakes. People are going to get in debt, that people are going to trespass, that people are going to fall down. But as a provider, you have to be someone that not only has the ability to provide, but you have to lead someone, amen, to a place where they can love, amen, like God, that they can love in spite of. And one thing about being a father, that not only are you a provider, but you also are a consoler. You're a someone that can lead and love someone, that even when they make mistakes, that you're not going to hold them down and beat them down, but you're going to show them a better way. As a father, you're going to let them know that you're going to make mistakes, but there's a better way. You need to get back up and do better. And once you know how to do better, do better. The father has to be the one that sets the tone, that keeps peace and harmony in the house, that lets people know that God is a forgiving God, that God is a loving God. Not only will provide all your needs, but he will love you in spite of you. He'll forgive you of your sins. He'll restore you. He'll renew you. He won't beat you down, but he's always trying to pick you up and edify you and build you up. And as a father, of influence of a father, these are the things that we need to share with our children. And so not only do we need to be a provider, but we also need to be an influencer for love. We need to be a consoler. We need to be someone that is forgiving and loving with our children. And then as we get ready to go to this last verse, he says, and lead us not into temptation. In other words, as Jesus set the example, we have to set the example. We have to lead our children and our families in the correct way. As fathers, we have to be the ones that says that we're not going to do it in an ungodly way. We're not going to do it in a way that cheats or misrepresents God, but we're going to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water. And why are we going to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of the water? Because we are going to be able to study the word. And in his word, we're going to meditate both day and night. and we're not going to walk in a place that we shouldn't walk. We're not going to sit in a place that we shouldn't sit, but we're going to sit in a place that is godly. We're going to demonstrate godly character at all times. So even if the neighbors are not responding godly, we're going to respond godly. Because God has called us to be righteous. God has called us to be set apart. God has called us to be a peculiar people. God has called us to be an influential fathers, that we would teach our children about love, that we would teach our children and we would show our children that we are providers, that we would teach our children about God's kingdom and God's plan. We would influence them in a way that they would understand God's plan and God's provision and God's love. And then lastly, he goes on in verse 13. He says, "For thine is the kingdom." No, I'm sorry. Let's go back for that. He says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." In other words, God's letting us, fathers, that we should be a protector. Not only should we be one that provides, not only should we be the one that loves and consoles, not only should we be the one that leads and guides, but we should be the one that protects. That we should be a father that influences our children by our protection. And whatever it takes for us to do, that we would be the one that would protect them from the dangers of this world, that we would protect them from the harms of the things that would come against them, that they would see us being able to look out for them, that even in the most difficult times that we're trying to protect them, that we're trying to keep them from the things that would harm them, that we would be there for our families, and that we would be there, and that we would be the head of the household. And my brothers and sisters, the only way that we can protect them is to be there for them. And so we have to teach and admonish the young men that if you're going to be a father, you need to plan on being there and protecting your family and your children. You can't be breath and breeches. You can't be just a seed dropper. You just can't be just a biological sperm donor, but you have to protect them by being there. You have to protect them that when they are in the house, they know that daddy's going to be there. They know that our father's going to be there, that we know that our father is going to be the front line of defense, that we know that our father's not going to be here, there, and everywhere, and I see him every now and then, but he's going to be my protector on every single day. We have to influence our young men and young women that we need to do it God's way. We need to do it in a manner that's pleasing in the sight of God. And we know that we can't do it on our own. Men, this is what I want us to know, is that when you begin to have that relationship with God, when you begin to go to the garden alone, when the dew is still on the roast, when you begin to talk with God and walk with God, and God begins to tell you that he is and that you are his own, what happens is you begin to start realizing that the ability and the power to do this belongs to God. And so in that 13th verse, the last part, he says, "And then for thy kingdom come, that thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." In other words, we can't be the right influencer unless we have the power of God. And when we have the power of God, we have the ability to be able to protect our children. We have the ability to be able to lead and love them in a way that God would lead and love them. We have the ability to forgive and be forgiven. We have the ability to provide their daily bread, and we have the ability to be able to let them know God's plan, and we have the ability to let them know that God's kingdom will come and that God's will be done. And we have the ability to let them know that a godly father has the influence that can correct the course of this world. Because if we are a godly father that influence our children according to the word of God, we can influence the neighborhood. We can influence the neighbors. We can influence the city. We can influence the state. We can influence the nation. We can influence the continent. We can influence the world because we have the power of God. And when you're a godly father and you instill in your children that they have the power of God on the inside, that they have the power of God at their disposal, then they can be an influencer for good all over this world, that they can be an influence for the grace and the kingdom of God all over this world because they had a godly father that influenced them in a godly way and godly character and godly development and godly behavior. And when you look back over your life and see that these things are the things that men of God have been doing down through the years, you can thank God that Jesus set the example of how to deal with his father. And as long as we have Jesus setting the example, we can change the things that are going on in this world. We can change the things that are happening in our neighborhoods. We can change the things that are happening with our boys and our girls and our young men and our young women. We can influence them in a way that God can change their hearts and God can change their minds, and they'll be able to love each other and love one another. They'll be able to set the example and the tone wherever they go. And when they're starting off as an infant, and even when they get to the age of 99 and a half, if they had the proper influence of a godly father, they'll still be able to give a dividend. They'll still be able to produce according to the will of God. I don't care how young or how old you are, if you've been influenced by a godly person in your life, you can set the tone, you can make changes, you can make difference because you have the power of God. And when you look back over your life, you'll realize that it was nothing but the power of God, the influence of a godly mother or a father or a loved one or someone that was in the church or someone that was a neighbor that knew the power of God. If you have an influencer that influenced you according to the word of God, you'll be able to get through this life. You'll be able to not only survive, but you'll be able to thrive because of the power of God in you. And there's nothing like a powerful man of God standing on the word of God, standing up in the midst of adversity, letting people know that God is my provider, that God keeps a roof over my head, that God gives me shelter in the time of storm, that God is the one that continues to put food on my table, that God is the one that continues to put clothes on my back, that God is the one that continues to watch over my children, that God is the one that gives me a heart of forgiveness, that God is the one that lets me know that the love is the only way, that God is the one that he lets me know I need to lead my family in the way that they should go and I should follow where he leads me. I understand the day that my father might not have been a perfect father. He might not have been always in the house, but he had an influence in my life that I thank God today that I know God for myself. See, mama and daddy ain't always going to be around, but I'm here to tell you today, if mama and daddy put an influence in your life in God, you'll be able to stand and make it through. When you look back over your life, you realize that it was the power of God that brought you through. It was the power of God that allows you to stand when you didn't have a mother, when you didn't have a father. It was the power of God that they invested in you when you were a young man or a young woman, when you were a child, and they told you to stand together and say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." Amen. In other words, a godly father, a godly influence, will influence his children early on, that all through their lives, they'll be able to experience the power of God. They'll set the tone. They'll let them know that I'm not just saying this, but I'm following this. And as they get older, they'll learn to follow it themselves. And so we need every father to be a godly influence so that our children and their children's children will be able to carry out the will of God that he talks about, that they will be able to experience the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, and realize that the power and the glory belongs to God, and they'll be able to experience the power and glory for God forever and ever, because in that litany of being a influencer for God, the godly father will teach them about the salvation of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The godly father, the godly influencer, invests in his children early on. Early on. Early on. From the cradle. Early on. The record declares to train up a child and when they the way they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart from it. In other words, God knows it's not going to be easy, Father. God knows it's not going to be a cakewalk. But if we make our investment in the way Jesus said we should make our investment, and they get old, they won't depart from it. And our investment will come to fruition in God through them, having an influencer that was a godly father. God bless you today. Heaven ever smile upon you. All we can do is be influencers, godly influencers. All we can do is train them in the way they should go. All we can do is pray for them and continue to look God and be that example that they can look to. Because we're going to get old and they're going to get old. They're going to pass on and we're going to pass on. But if we make that initial investment, teach them the things of God and live before them the things of God, we can rest assured that our investment will pay off. We might not see there, we might not get there when it happens, but we can rest assured that the investment, the influencer, the godly influence of a father, that they will be a blessing and pass it on. So be encouraged today, fathers. Know that we're not perfect. No, we're not perfect. All those that stood in and helped play the roles, we know that they're not perfect. Many have gone on to be with the Lord. But we thank God for that influence, the godly influence of godly fathers in our lives. Often go back and pray that prayer. And as you pray that prayer, realize that God is true to his word. And he's answered every one of those requests and those prayers. We can continue to pass that on from generation to generation. All of our young people, all of our children should know the Lord's Prayer. It'll be a guide for them. It'll be a reference. It'll be an anchor for them. It'll be a starting investment for them that will be with them and bless them throughout their lives. So if you're a father today or an influencer today, take some time to invest in teaching a young person how to pray. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for truly you have blessed us to see another Father's Day. Father, we thank you that you have put godly influencers, godly fathers in our way. And God, we thank you for them that have invested in us and taught us how to pray, taught us about your kingdom, and taught us about your provision, taught us about your love, and taught us about your son and his salvation, and taught us how to be protectors and taught us how to do things in a manner that's pleasing in your sight. So, God, we thank you that your will has been done in our lives. Continue to allow your will to be done in all of our lives, that we will be found doing the things that are pleasing in your sight. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody that you love. wish them a happy Father's Day. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you're praying for them, that you care for them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, that's going to do it for us this Sunday. Prayerfully, we'll see you again on next Sunday. To all the fathers again, happy Father's Day. May God bless you, and that heaven may ever smile upon you. Have a great day.